十、九、八、七、六、五、四、三、二、一，点火！起飞！
起飞！T 零，零七时三零分，三幺秒，四零九毫秒。T 零，零七时三零分，三幺秒，四零九毫秒。左转，程序转弯。东风，程序转弯。左转光学，飞行正常。东风，飞行正常。USB 雷达跟踪正常，遥测信号正常。双城光学雷达跟踪正常。东风光学 USB 雷达跟踪正常，遥测信号正常。
Space craft has blasted off from China's Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center. The official blast off time is 7:30:31 Beijing time.
And that was the launch from Jishan of the Shenzhou 11 spacecraft. That happened on Monday. Well, after 2 days chasing the Tiangong 2 spacecraft, which is a space station, they docked with it. During a nighttime pass over across China this morning at 6:24 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Now, Tiangong 2 is in an orbit of 379 by 389 kilometres. Inclination is 42.8 degrees. So it's just almost as high as the International Space Station. Well, we're going to have a look at this mission now, and we're going to a series of reports from Central China's news agency, beginning with a preview of the mission.
The Shenzhou 11 spacecraft will take two astronauts into orbit, nearly 400 kilometers above the Earth. Before docking with the space lab, the Shenzhou 11 will need adjustment to both speed and position. Too fast, it will crash into the Tiangong 2, and too slow, it simply won't make it. The Shenzhou 11 will need every bit of position to lock in with the space lab. Even a tiny deviation could cause the two to fling apart. If all goes well, the two astronauts are to enter the Tiangong 2 through a passage that connects the space lab to the spacecraft. They will stay in the lab for 30 days while the Shenzhou 11 spacecraft will remain docked. Upon completing their mission, the crew will return with the Shenzhou 11 as it will detach from the space lab and bring the astronauts back down to Earth.
Jin Haipeng and Chen Dong are the two astronauts on board the Shenzhou 11 spacecraft. Jin Haipeng will serve as the commander of the mission. It will be Jin's third space flight following his Shenzhou 7 mission in 2008 and Shenzhou 9 mission in 2012.
大家知道，航天员是我的职业。
Being an astronaut is my career, and flying in space is my job, and also my dream. Although the job itself is full of challenges, even dangers to my life, I really love and enjoy my job.
With a safe flight record of 1,500 hours as an Air Force pilot, Chen Dong became part of China's second group of astronauts in May 2010 and was selected as a crew member of the Shenzhou 11 mission this past June.
经过了六年的学习和训练
After 6 years of training, I finally got the job. The timing is just right for me. I'm very lucky to pair up with Jin Haipeng, and I'm confident in conducting the mission.
China's longest stay in space was carried out by the astronauts of Shenzhou 10. That lasted 15 days. Now the plan for the astronauts of Shenzhou 11 is to complete a 30-day residence in orbit. That is why the number of astronauts had to be reduced to extend their time in space. A spokeswoman for the Chinese manned space program said the Shenzhou 11 will be launched at 7:30 a.m. Beijing time Monday. After docking with the Tiangong 2 space lab, a record number of 14 experiments will be carried out in the Tiangong 2. These experiments will cover cutting-edge technologies like space materials science and space life science. Wu Lei, CCTV, Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center.
50-year-old Jing Haipeng and 37-year-old Chen Dong were given the honors of conducting China's sixth manned spaceflight mission, Shenzhou 11. Huang Weifun, deputy chief designer at the China Astronaut Center, says not only the astronauts' technical skills play a significant role for a great mission, the interpersonal coordination also means a lot. So in the astronauts' comprehensive evaluation process, coordination ability was an important factor.
We've paid more attention to assessing the astronauts' psychological coordination this time, as the two have to live together in a confined environment for a total of 33 days. So when it comes to the coordination evaluation, we will choose those who are familiar with the candidates in making this assessment.
Huang also described the evaluation standards for selecting qualified astronauts. This includes qualities having to do with political thoughts, physical condition, psychological condition, professional knowledge, and technical skills.
We set up selection criteria especially for the Shenzhou 11 mission. We finally reached an agreement to choose one veteran and one relatively new one. In this way, we can not only ensure the completion of the mission, but provide experienced astronauts for future aerospace missions.
When it comes to why two astronauts but not three were chosen, Huang says this made more sense for studying long spans of time in space flight.
The flyability of the spacecraft is now 60 people per day, which means it can either carry two people for 30 days in space or three people for 20 days. 30 days is an extreme limit for an astronaut. Many problems will appear in astronauts who stay in space for more than 30 days. So we choose to send two astronauts to space as a testament to the effectiveness of our protection measures.
6 years of tough, systematic training. 38-year-old Chen Dong has transformed himself from a fighter pilot to a qualified astronaut. Five new male astronauts were in the running for the upcoming space missions, but Chen will be the first one in space. He will be accompanied by Jing Haipeng, who has been to space before, to complete missions between the Shenzhou 11 spacecraft and Tiangong 2 space lab.
My current focus is on how to complete the mission perfectly, so I'm feeling relatively calm. But I was very excited when it was announced that I was chosen. I felt so lucky to join the mission after 6 years of training.
Chen hails from central China's Hunan province. He used to pilot the Q-5 supersonic light fighter. In 2010, he joined the astronaut training program after passing tests with flying colors. This includes clinical medical knowledge as well as physical and psychological tests.
I didn't know much about aerospace, so we needed to spend extra time and energy to study basic theories. There was quite a tight schedule to learn a lot of theories, and we felt much pressure at that time. There was only 1 or 2 weeks to finish a course that usually takes several months. So we studied and discussed the day and night.
Hard work pays off. Chen will join veteran astronaut Zheng Haipeng to accomplish the longest space journey in Chinese history.
We're quite confident of our younger generation astronauts. Chen is outstanding in all fields, and he doesn't have obvious shortcomings. He's committed, smart, and strong-minded.
There was a lot of effort in training during the past 6 years, physically and mentally. I think we have met the requirements of a qualified astronaut to conduct manned aerospace missions.
Chen says teamwork is vital to help him achieve his goal. All the members on his team worked with each other closely and share a close bond. He says a strong astronaut recruitment and training system will ensure China's aerospace missions blast off toward greater heights. Paolo Montesilio, CCTV.
It's a team up between a veteran and a rookie. That's how the crew of Shenzhou 11 works. Jing Haipeng is the commander on Shenzhou 11 spacecraft. He was among China's very first group of astronauts and has 18 years of training. He has been to space twice, in 2008 and in 2012.
As one of China's first group of astronauts, I have been through various situations, and there have been successful experiences and failures. But all of it is precious. This could be the advantage of an experienced astronaut. I think we experienced astronauts and rookies can work together perfectly, because we complement each other.
Chen Dong is part of China's second batch of astronauts. He has been going through strict physical checks and comprehensive training in psychological endurance and professional skills since 2010. Chen made it through rigid tests to become the second crew member of Shenzhou 11 spacecraft.
So far, I think we've had perfect cooperation. With that language and with just the simple gestures, we can read each other's minds. So I think we are perfect partners.
But the two astronauts say they still make minor mistakes during training. They caution each other and cover each other's backs to successfully complete every mission. The two say they also have similar personalities toward their profession and life. Jing's abundant experience plus Chen's stable performance add certainty to the successful accomplishment of the Shenzhou 11 manned space mission. Leaders and colleagues in the Astronaut Center of China called the two ideal partners.
Now, did you catch that when they were listing the criteria for being an astronaut in China? First criteria, correct political thought. Well, this mission is going to last 30 days and only has two astronauts aboard the spacecraft. You may remember that the Tiangong-1, they had a 20-day mission with three astronauts. So why the switchover? Well, this next item explains that.
So this capsule, you mentioned life support is a very important element in this capsule. So what about oxygen? It produces its own oxygen or it carries tanks?
It carries a number of oxygen tanks. There is also a
for 30 days stay.
They also will test the recycled system. Because in long station duration, a long duration stay, you have to use a recycled system, not for only for oxygen, also but for waters and other essentials. There are also three sources, or the two sources they can use. One is the have already launched a number of cargoes on board the Tiangong-2, which happened a month ago. It's in orbit and has lots of life support equipment and facilities on board. And the other one is they carry it by themselves. And once these two spacecrafters are integrated in one after docking, they will have a full month's life support equipment, facilities, and experiments, and life support systems, even their food prepared and ready. Next year, there's another one coming up, which is a cargo boat that will also, in the future, be used for sending life support equipment and system to the space station.
Mm. And our final report on the mission of Tiangong-2 is about the cultivation of plants.
In the movie The Martian, astronaut Mark Watney survives on the red planet by growing potatoes, but the process was difficult, and any carelessness could mean no harvest. In reality, growing plants in space is even harder. In Tiangong-2, scientists have built a mini greenhouse which controls temperature and light. Rice and mouse ear cress will be grown.
Before the launch of the Tiangong Space Lab, most of our experiments were short-term. Biological experiments in space were limited to 20 days. But it is quite hard or even impossible for higher plants to finish a biological cycle. And we have never conducted a full seed-to-seed growth cycle experiment in space. China will conduct the first of these seed-to-seed experiments in space through Tiangong-2.
The higher plant incubators are divided into two parts, one that stays in space and one for plants that will return to Earth. The one that stays in space has four units, two for rice and two for mouse cress. The plants will be grown under long day or short day conditions for comparison. This will be the first real-time experiment of this kind in one incubator.
The components of the seeds will probably change when there is no gravity, so we will analyze the seeds brought back from space and see what has changed and the reasons behind such changes.
Three cameras will record the entire growth cycle. Two are visible light cameras. The other is a fluorescent camera, which is used to study the flowering gene.
The reasons plants produce flowers is something called the flowering gene. In previous experiments in space, the plants flowered later on than on Earth. In the space experiment this time, we will observe and research the relations between flowering and gravity.
Expectations are high. Scientists hope the experiments on board Tiangong 2 will yield new discoveries applicable to life on Earth. Louis, CCTV.
Hey, we're Axco!
Woo! And you're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.